Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Coping Copenhagen. My name's Owen and I'm with Marius.
Hi, Elsa.
This is Coping Copenhagen, the podcast. If you were wondering why, it's not the movie, it's not the book, it's the podcast.
It's the podcast version.
And it's about life in Denmark, it's about life in Copenhagen.
Copenhagen?
I was going to say Scandinavia and Copenhagen at the same time. It's about Scandinavia and Copenhagen. It's about whatever is worth talking about, like the news, because it's Friday. We talk about the news on the Friday episode.
That's correct, Owen. So it's not just whatever.
It's not just whatever.
It's actually quite news specific.
It's very specific.
There might be tangents.
There's going to be tangents.
We'll bring it back to the news.
We'll get it back into the.
That's
fold.
The promise we give our listeners for this episode.
For those of you good at counting, you can hear two voices. One of those voices is Irish. One of those voices is Irish. The other voice is Danish. The one over there, that's Marius. That's Danish. And I'm Irish. There's an American voice normally here, but that's missing because Abby is away at the moment.
Yeah.
But she'll be back.
The Holy Trinity is it's not so Trinity.
It's the Holy Dinity.
Holy Dinity.
Duality.
Oh.
There you go. Let's get on with it.
Should we dive in?
Yeah.
Shall we dive in? Wow. Yeah. We're talking today.
words are coming out.
Yep, it's happening.
Like I said, this is not the book. This is not the movie. It's the podcast. And there's news about.
What would the trailer sound like if this was like a Hollywood blockbuster for this episode?
In a world.
In a podcast studio.
In a podcast. speaking of audio, Aarhus has had a big fall from grace.
Oh.
Big fall from grace.
Finally.
For those listeners who've been keeping up with, what do you call it? Aarhus Watch.
Aarhus Watch.
We just call it everything. If we mention anything more than once, it's a watch now. Aarhus Watch 2024. We've mentioned Aarhus and always with great admiration.
Praise,
yeah. You would say. They've really been a beacon of hope.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Finally.
There's a man who's in court.
One man who's now
brought the whole fucking thing down. Yeah. Whole fucking thing. They were on toothpicks anyway. It was very rocky. No. Aarhus is great. But yes, there is a man and he's in court for something very interesting. In fact, it's the first time this kind of case has ever happened in the universe, let alone Aarhus.
In the universe.
Yeah, see, it's not just Denmark. yeah. So, this has kind of got people's attention. I'll cut to the chase. He's got music out there. He's got music on the internet, on places like where you'd find this podcast, such as Spotify or iTunes. And if you're looking for him, don't bother. Just find us, copyandcopenhagen@gmail.com if you're emailing us to tell us that you can't find us, but you can because we're on all the websites.
This is one of these tangents we talked about.
Yeah. Give us a review. Give us a 5-star review. Give us a written review because they actually really, really make a difference.
Thank you.
And if you don't want to do that, you can always become a Patreon, which is an amazing gift that you give us humble servants. But anyway, I digress completely. So he's had music on. These outlets, and he's made a bit of money off them because you get royalties and such, and you get ads and stuff.
Made quite a lot of money.
He made quite a lot. He made 4.38 million kroner,
and that's a lot of streams.
That's a lot of streams.
What is it? You have to get a million. It's 20 million streams to get a million Danish kroners. It's 20 million streams.
Really?
Yep. Long way to go, buddy.
Patreon. anyway, they're saying somebody's come up and said, "Hey, this is probably dodgy. This doesn't sound right." Now, here's a question for you, Marius. How do you think he did it?
Did he just press repeat?
Yeah.
And just played the same song
over and over again. But realistically, what do you think are the ways you could do this?
I think you... I read bits of the story.
Oh, so you know... Okay.
I know he's not just a music maker. He's also kind of within the music industry and has other artists that he's managing or something.
Yeah, okay. You've completely, taken away the thing I was about to say. But sure, okay, yeah, let's talk about him. No, I... I was going to say, my first thought was like, oh, AI. Someone's used AI to do this, right? But he accumulated this small fortune, or a large fortune for most, between the years 2013 and 2019, which is not AI or like a time.
Era, yeah.
That's pre-AI.
Yeah.
P-A.
Prior.
That's... so it's not that. It's and they don't actually know how he did it.
Yeah,
they're not too sure. But like you said, he is involved in the industry, and it's not just that the listens. He's also being accused of.
He had 16 Spotify accounts. I read also.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that make a difference?
Apparently.
And he's also played up. He's also like messed around with other people's music, like changed the tempo, changed the length and stuff like that, and put his own and put it up as his own music as well.
Yeah, okay.
So he's not just a guy who's like found a loophole. He's also been stealing. According to the court is case is about.
He says he's completely innocent.
Yes,
and it's kind of the done thing in the industry, but I don't hear a lot of other people.
No, maybe we'll from now on. I don't know, but there's a little bit. This is curious because there's a little bit of me that thinks if you can get around the system,
he's not the only one.
No, but as in like. Okay, so stealing music and plagiarizing, like not plagiarizing, but like taking other people's work is like not okay. That's a no-no. But if you can get 20 million listens,
I get like Spotify is not losing money on this because they're still getting advertising.
Yeah.
I guess streams.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So they're happy,
mm-hmm.
and. I'm not losing money.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, who's to...
Who's the victim here, apart from the people he stole from?
If he hadn't stolen music and plagiarized music, then... Yeah.
Victimless crime, maybe, question mark?
The perfect crime.
Is it the perfect crime? Well, we'll find out. It's going to come to a conclusion on Tuesday next week, so we'll have a little update.
Yeah, because also they keep... when I was reading the article, and I skimmed it, they keep saying they don't know who he is.
What they do? He's got lawyers.
Yeah, but like... I'm assuming the people who have accused him... And if, I'm assuming he's going to go to court or something. They must know. But so I was just confused about why they kept saying they don't know who it is. Maybe that's just the journalist writing the article. And but why would this be such a secret? Maybe that's to protect his privacy or something.
I'm not sure because like the Danish Rights Alliance brought this up years ago in 2018. So I think the emphasis is much more on that you're stealing music.
Okay.
That's the thing there. Like, so maybe there's like, I'm not sure why they don't actually talk about him. Mm. Why they don't say his name.
It's probably something legal.
Legal stuff.
That they're not allowed to.
Yeah.
Another thing that's tied to stealing.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the perfect crime. It's quite rather a serious matter.
Oh, Jesus. Where are we going?
I'm trying. We mentioned this a couple of episodes ago about Denmark has stopped sort of adoptions from foreign countries due to the fact that it's there's an ongoing case about sort of there's a lot of... they're not quite sure if the parents actually sort of were... informed when they gave their children up for adoption and like how it all went down.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of put a stop for adoptions. And now this was based on a government investigation that started in 2023 and there's been a documentary that came out. And first they weren't looking at it as like a legal thing. It was more just a historic look back.
Mm-hmm.
But now DR has gotten some insights or some documentation has been sort of revealed some court documents that previously weren't that shows that this goes back like to 1995, probably even longer back, that the government institutions who's been responsible for adoptions and sort of keeping track of that have been warned, have been aware about this.
Mm-hmm.
So now probably there needs to be an investigation into the government's handling of this and the role of this. And there's been several different sort of ministries or government offices that's been in control of this, that kind of changed titles and stuff like that. So it's a bit of a web to untangle in that sense also. But it's just sad to think, and there's like so many people who, you know, I can't relate and don't know anybody who's been adopted, so I haven't had like deep conversations with people, but just the fact that you've been adopted, and like, and then I'm sure that's a question you have, like, why did my parents need to give me up, or and then now finding out maybe they didn't, like, is must be terrible and tragic. So interesting story to also follow, and see where this takes and goes, and how far up it goes. Because a lot of high or politicians, like former prime minister Poul Nyrup Rasmussen, he was like involved when he was, I think, was a justice minister. Like, he got sent a letter from an Indian mother who was like, back in 1995, like asking for help. Like, I need to, can you send me pictures of my child, like, is she okay, like, so
I'm gonna throw you a question, and by all means say you don't know the answer, but this isn't just a Danish issue, right? The overall
I would assume, sadly, that this is probably a bigger issue, right?
It, like, we're recognizing it now in Denmark and stuff, but it's not,
you'd
it's
imagine
not
yeah.
just a Danish issue, right? So before, like, we just think that it's just, but of course it is a Danish issue, in the sense of, like, if the Danish government in particular has been aware of issues like this, and people have been contacting them and stuff, and we haven't heard anything about it, then of course that is a Danish issue. But I'm just saying, like, that when this happened, was it, like, a month ago, when did it first happen?
Yeah, months or 2 months, it kind of, it started ago. Coming out.
Like, we were talking about Norway and Sweden and stuff like this also having the same decisions.
True.
To come out. I know somebody who did a piece on this, a journalist, and they were telling me that they, when it first happened, it was interesting because when we first heard Denmark was going to not have the, we weren't, Danes weren't, people in Denmark weren't going to have the ability to adopt, the like knee-jerk reaction is like, oh, what you can't adopt here, why can't you adopt? And it's interesting that that's where you go, right? That's like the feeling you first have. And then this person interviewed somebody who had been adopted, and they were just trying to find the story, not having an angle yet, and this person who was adopted was like, damn right, this is what should happen, we need to be more careful with this. We've been doing this for a long time, and there's a lot of information that people don't understand that's out there. It's interesting, even people who've been adopted saying, like, this is one antidote from one person I spoke to, but it is this interesting thing of, like, what we, our gut reaction isn't always the correct one. You know?
No, for sure. Again, I can't imagine what questions you must have, and the feeling you must sit with. Having this kind of bombshell dropped on you. We will follow this. That's where it's at the moment.
So sweatpants. Yeah, you got some sweatpants news.
What? I thought we were doing the bridge first.
Oh, you want to talk about bridge?
Yeah, I think we need a bridge for the sweatpants. Bridge.
I thought I was excited about sweatpants, but I can build a bridge for the sweatpants.
Thank you.
See how fast we get past those serious topics. The bridge. The bridge is popular.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What's it called? The one over there.
Øresundsbroen.
Yeah, that's
the one. Between Denmark and Malmö.
The one that a TV show is made about. The famous
the
one.
The bridge.
The bridge made famous by the show.
Yes.
A report came out saying that it's popular as ever.
Yeah.
People are mad to cross that bridge.
So we get to keep it.
Yep. They're not going to take it down yet. Guess how many, it says individual trips. So I'm thinking that's cars plus like people on trains plus maybe like buses and stuff like that, right? So it's like an individual doing a journey.
The odd bicyclist that just, oh, fuck, oh, shit, this happened again.
Third time. Oh, no. How many trips a day do you think that go on the bridge?
A day. Well, I would guess 20 to 30,000.
100,000.
That's insane.
A day. I'm surprised the bridge is still up. Yeah, it's very, very busy. Very busy. Mm-hmm. But there's another note saying that
is that more than they projected, actually? Because then they can start lowering the prices.
Oh, I don't know. Mm. It doesn't say that anywhere.
Oh, of course it does.
That's real. That happens. I've seen that before, where a toll road is built and you're like, ah, oh, it's just a toll road when we're paying for it. Once it's paid for, it's fine.
Yeah.
Then 20 years later, yeah, it's still a bloody toll road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just forget about it, right? Yeah. You stop asking after 5 years.
Yeah.
Then
there's a bridge in Ireland, just a small bridge that you get a toll on. And there's one guy who used it like daily, going back and forth, going up to Dublin or something like that. He had to use this bridge. This is years ago now. And he accumulated like €100,000 worth of fines. He just never paid. Just constantly, constantly, constantly. So new fines plus fines getting older plus €100,000. It went to court. And the judge just threw it out. They're like, this is too much. We can't ask him to pay €100,000 to cross a bridge. So he got away with it. He was like, just pay in future.
See, that is the perfect crime.
Yeah. But one thing that they did say in this little piece of information that I was reading about is that the freight is down. So in the sense of like commercial trucks and goods being brought over.
Okay.
It's the same level as it was during COVID 2022.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that hasn't gone back up. People are crossing over. Like, people love going back and forth from Sweden to Denmark, but goods aren't doing it on the bridge anyway.
Is that because we have our own IKEAs here in Denmark now?
I guess so. You got two now. So there's no need to go back and forth, is there?
Yeah, yeah.
So
fuck you, Sweden. Suck it. We got our own IKEA now. No, that's interesting. Why? What's the... I'm assuming it must have something to do with the trade between
Sweden and Denmark.
Yeah, or
I'm guessing
import export stuff.
Well, I suppose it's like I would guess that because logistics became a whole new logistics were the biggest issue, one of the biggest issues, one of the biggest things affected during lockdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose they during lockdown during that year and following year, because it was still lockdown in 2021 as well for a part. That they must have
come Sweden up. Wasn't.
Yeah, I suppose. Like, well, yes, they were.
They probably couldn't get into Denmark.
But whatever issues they had with the bridge, they found solutions for during that period, and they probably just stick with the solutions. Is what I'm thinking. You know,
what is just like boats.
Boats, boats are popular.
Boats are popular.
Yeah,
yeah.
There you go.
No one else is popular.
What?
Thank you for building that bridge.
Hey.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah. I'm excited for this. Yeah.
Okay, I will bridge the gap. So a new fashion craze.
There's sweatpants.
Well, it's not just sweatpants. it's a fad that's happening predominantly apparently in LA and Österbro.
Right.
Yep.
I love those two things in the same sentence. Right. Yeah.
And it's. I'm struggling to say it, but like athleisure, like it's athletic wear.
That's perfect. Athleisure. That sounds good.
That sounds like a thing.
That sounds like I've heard it, but it makes sense to me. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, it's athletic wear.
Yeah.
And leisure wear.
Ah.
Combined, and apparently there's a Danish clothes brand that I've never heard of, but apparently they're very popular for their 1 liter water bottle. And it's the sports brand Planet Nusa. You might recognize it from their characteristic planet logo.
Okay.
And this brand, Danish brand from 2018, has not only gained massive popularity due to their drinking bottle, but also with this active sportswear that especially a lot of young women are wearing.
Mm.
And last week, the hype was cemented.
Okay, was it now? Okay.
It was, apparently.
Yeah.
A queue of women, and I'm assuming some men as well, sort of was at sort of a, like I said, when they're sort of a, they're selling out of stuff they have on storage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Apparently, like, there were 3,000 came to this, and there was like a massive queue. But yeah, it's now this brand is kind of becoming the symbol of this active lifestyle, but it's not so active because it has the leisure in it.
Uh-huh.
So you're not running in this.
Do you have any photos?
No. Well, a drawing. There's a drawing.
Did a child? Why? What were you showing?
But so yeah, so it's not so much that you're running in this sportswear, it's more that you're wearing your sportswear as you walk down to get a coffee at says this in the article,
yeah,
as you
yeah,
walk
yeah.
down to get a coffee at Joe and the Juice. I don't think it's Joe and the Juice, but maybe it is. This jogging gear has now become acceptable everyday wear.
I get that.
Have you seen this? Have you noticed this? Have you seen this?
Well, I've seen people in sportswear on the street, yes.
Yeah.
But you never know. Because is it... Okay, so here's the thing. Is it not that, in my mind, when I see somebody go get a coffee and they're wearing sportswear, it's like, they're active?
Yeah.
And they're probably going to the gym at some stage? So is that the concept you're trying to, like...
I think that's what you're projecting.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right, yeah. Right, okay.
I think so. Or maybe you're just like, this is a... They're just, this is comfortable to wear. Because, you know, I like wearing some sweatpants.
That's fine.
And there's some days, you know, fuck it. I just go down in my sweatpants.
That's fine. Well, sweatpants are different, right?
Yeah, and my sweatpants are a bit old.
Trackies.
Yeah.
Well, trackies, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, there's something to be said about this. Because, well, okay, so other thing is, have you gone to the gym lately?
No.
I could tell.
Hey, sorry. I do micro workouts
sorry.
At home.
Sorry.
Thank you, Flo. German guy. Very good.
I on YouTube? Recommend.
Yeah, Flo. Check out Flo. If you're done with Adriana and her yoga, check out Flo.
Oh, yeah. How's she doing? I remember her from lockdown.
Still has a dog, I think.
But if you go to the gym, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and I go to the one that's everywhere. That's just it.
Sure, Owen. Yeah. Can't even fucking name it, you lying bastard.
I just want to promote. What I'm saying is I go to one of the basic ones. Okay. And there's like, they go like, you can jump up a notch in expense, like how much you pay for a gym. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But even at the one...
Can you tell on the sweatpants people are wearing?
I don't think so. Because you go to any gym, I would say. And I would say 45% of people are wearing like expensive gear.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Danes, we like, I think it's a Danish thing. Like, we gear up. Like, we have the, you know, the proper rain gear.
Yeah.
We have the proper hiking gear.
Yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
have the proper camping equipment.
Mm.
You know, same with the sports gear.
When I've
started running again, and I've noticed, like, I am not, like, the stuff, I'm not, like, I'm, ooh. I'm getting some looks.
Oh, okay. It's
some
a bit.
Judgy looks, yeah.
Judgy looks, okay. Yeah. Mm. I have those shoes. I have all black gear, so you can't tell whether it's
see, that's
it's,
good. That's good.
Yeah,
I'm wearing like some green shorts.
Right, now,
some,
come
some,
on, man.
Some. I'm just wearing like long johns that I've rolled up to my knee, so it looks a little bit like the runner gear, but it's not at all.
I love it.
Yeah.
But so just like fashion and fitness have been like connected for a while now.
Yes.
But the other thing is with sweatpants and stuff, because sweatpants are like different things. Sweatpants are like,
we're getting
baggy.
A lot of miles on sweatpants.
Yeah, we're
loving
this word. But sweatpants are classic of like, if you look at the uber wealthy, like when they're doing shopping and stuff, they're in the sweatpants. They're in like the tracksuit pants. Oh. They're in the baseball cap, the sweatpants, the
yeah,
t-shirts
yeah, yeah.
and stuff like this.
But with like maybe a fancy long coat kind of thing.
Could be. Oh, yeah. Like a three-quarter length coat or something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah. yeah
but like,
yeah.
I think
then you could tell the coat is expensive and probably the jogging sweatpants.
Probably everything's...
All, yeah,
no,
yeah.
no, everything's expensive.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
But like, it looks
cheap. Yeah.
It looks relaxed.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's trickling down to us now, especially in Österbro.
Yeah.
why
in
is,
LA,
it, why is it Österbro? It's like, that's strange that they've said Österbro.
Well, I know... Because I think there is... that's also just been known, like the cafe latte, pram, walk-in.
Yeah. There's definitely like this kind of like,
and it's a bit, you know, it's a bit upper class wealthy people who live there. Yeah. I think that's why.
Yeah.
In other fashion related news,
yeah,
this is the fashion segment.
Yeah,
and we have one of those now. If you like, probably not like the rich, maybe some rich people do, but if you sometimes buy your clothes on Zalando, which is the biggest sort of online.
Oh, yeah, they're great. They tell me exactly what's green and how to buy it properly and everything. Yeah, I know those guys.
Yes, that's what they've not actually been so great about.
What?
Yes, I know. Spit take. So they tend to add like maybe a green tree or a little green leaf or something. Mm. But it has nothing sort of eco-friendly about it.
No,
it's just these little icons they throw in to make you think.
Really?
Yeah. And they've now been by court, by law, told to like stop. So So don't be fooled. Like they have to clean up their sort of environmentally proved. And I think there is also a lot of different like logos out there that is like, oh, this is organic or la la la. Like, I think it's a bit of a jungle, a little bit of a mess. So, So just be, if you're buying on Zalando and think you're saving the world, you're probably not.
Mm.
Sorry. Fashion news.
In weather news, if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, have a look outside the window next to you. It's probably windy because there's a storm happening on Friday.
Uh-oh.
If you're listening to this on Saturday or Sunday, there was a storm on Friday.
What are they going to name the storm? Should we name the storm? I've always wanted to name a storm.
I used to know how they did that. I can't remember now. It goes alphabetically, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, so you give it a new letter.
Was the last one? Was it Egan? Was there an E?
I don't know. We can call the storm Wamba.
Wamba.
Storm Wamba.
Storm Wamba.
Not loving memory, but
God. What did she told you?
for our dear friend Abby.
Yes.
Storm Wamba.
Still sounds like she died.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, our dear friend.
She's fine. She's just not here. She's fine.
Yeah.
I think. eventually somebody will listen to this and we're all dead.
Yeah.
But not yet. To find out who's
just many years to go.
To find out who's still here, listen on Monday when we do a chatty episode. This is the Friday episode. We have another one coming up on Monday. We mention it silliness wise with the giving us reviews and stuff. But please give us a review on iTunes and Spotify. It really, really does help. And we do have an exclusive episode coming out next week for the Patreon listeners and supporters. So please join us on the Patreon to get a little bit more closer. We chat to our Patreons. We love our Patreons.
Yeah.
If you got any
we
big
ask
questions,
them what they want.
Yeah, and we deliver.
And we deliver.
So we have a new episode for Patreon coming out next week. And if you want to be involved, become a Patreon. Until Monday, stay
dope.
Bing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.